from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, starting right now, police are cracking down on distracted drivers in Monmouth County. Cops from 30 police agencies will take part in the Goal Zero traffic enforcement detail this afternoon between 3 and 7 p.m., They'll be looking for speeding, seatbelt use, drivers on their phones, and anyone driving under the influence. The focus of today's enforcement, which is led by Holmdel Police, is Route 9, which runs between Howell and Marlboro in Monmouth County. Congressman Josh Gottheimer paid a visit to the headquarters of the MTA on Wednesday after the agency failed to comply with an official Freedom of Information Law request as it pertains to its controversial congestion pricing toll. Gottheimer says MTA CEO Jana Lieber has also ignored his repeated requests for a meeting.
Maybe the MTA and Jana Lieber are so arrogant or incompetent that they think blowing off the federal government is a smart move. Mind you, the U.S. government recently gave the MTA $2 billion in this year's budget.
Gottheimer, along with a New York congresswoman, have introduced new legislation aimed at stopping the $15 per car toll from going through. After years of attempts to ban the Chinese-owned app TikTok, a measure to outlaw the popular video-sharing app has been signed by President Biden. The measure gives Beijing-based parent company ByteDance 9 months to sell, with a possible additional 3 months if a sale is in progress. If it doesn't, TikTok will be banned. TikTok CEO Shou Xu reacts.
It's obviously a disappointing moment, but it does not need to be a defining one. It's actually ironic because the freedom of expression on TikTok reflects the same American values that make the United States a beacon of freedom.
The U.S. government has raised security concerns that the Chinese owner of TikTok, ByteDance, could be compelled by China's government to hand over data on Americans. New Jerseyans are among the earliest drinkers in the U.S., with the average resident grabbing a drink by 2:43 p.m., according to a survey by Zinnia Health. While that's the average time, weekends and holidays are fair game for earlier drinking, and 60% say they wouldn't drink alone before 5 p.m. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Is some wacky weather on the horizon? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.